In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the beginning of the month of Hathor, the first Sunday, and we will hear the same gospel also next week. And this is the time and the season in Israel and the area in the Middle East where the people are sowing, and they all come to see this people who come to sow and reap. So that's why today the Lord brought this to their attention in order to get them to understand something spiritual by telling the parable of the sower. And in the Bible, we are likened to the ground, as we heard today, different kind of grounds and different kind of outcome. In another occasion, we see we are likened to the sower himself in order for us to learn that what we sow is what we reap. So we have this understanding that we have to be careful with what we are doing, because one day this is going to be brought back again to our bosoms. In a different place also, we are likened to the seed itself. When we hear the Lord said about the wheat grain and the seed, that it cannot bear fruits unless this seed will die. One of the likeness between us and the seed also, is that the seed, in order for it to grow, has to be rooted, has to have stable roots. And the ground that we need to be rooted in is the church. I always say to my sons and daughters who go to college that college is like a hurricane. It's a very strong wind. And based on your roots, this will make the difference. Maybe everyone who is exposed to some kind of wind will be bent. But the most important thing that I do not get uprooted. I do not get out from the ground that I was raised and nourished by it. So today we are going to talk about the signs of being rooted in the church for all of us to see and examine ourselves, and maybe if there is any kind of correction, this would be the time to do it. There are six signs to say that I am rooted in the church. The first one is deepness, I'm deep. Secondly, belonging. Third is being nourished. Fourth is to grow. Fifth is be fruitful. Sixth, to be stable. So these are the signs that tell if a person is rooted in the church or not. The first sign is to be deep. Deep means I have a clear understanding of what the church believes in. We all try all the time to acquire this kind of understanding. But it's important that we strive and never to be satisfied with whatever we know. There is something else to learn about. Till now, we all learn. And I believe that there is none, even a priest or a bishop, that can say that I came to the point where I knew everything about the church. But this caring to know about the church will make me rooted in it. To know about the church rites, its dogma, seasons, the practices, spirituality, to know about what we do and how we do it and why we do it. If there is a season, then I'm aware what's going on, how the rite is going to change, why today is the reading this way, why the church is arranging its seasons in a specific way. All of these knowledge make me deep in understanding about my church and why we believe as we believe, how we live as we live. Coming to the church as a habit, yes, we receive a blessing, but this is not enough, and we should not be content with whatever we learn it. Sometimes we say that what I learned is what I learned in Sunday school, and that's it. Since then, I didn't have the time. We have to strive to deepen our roots, because this is what will keep us always in the church, stable in it. There is a story about a pastor who kept preaching to the people about the church and about God and about salvation. And for months and years, nothing changing. People are not repenting. They are not paying attention to his word. Even while he was preaching, no one really cared to listen to what the pastor has to say. The people expressed in a way that we are not interested in all of this. And the pastor one time, he stood on the pulpit and told the people, I'm going to tell you today a story. So the people were attentive. We all like stories. This is something common among all of us. So he told them about there was a certain man who had a donkey. And the man thought of selling the donkey and make some earning. He sold the donkey, but when he was selling it, he made a condition to the buyer that I will sell you the donkey, but I'm not going to sell you the shadow of the donkey. You only have my donkey, you don't have its shadow. The buyer didn't care much to ask why you want to keep the shadow, what is the significance. So the buyer said, okay, I'll give you whatever price and then I will take the donkey. The buyer took the donkey and walked with it, and the seller kept on walking behind them. Whenever the man stopped, then the seller came and stood and slept in the shadow of the donkey. The buyer was annoyed. They said, are you going to follow me all of these like days like this? He said to him, this is the agreement. I sold you the donkey, I didn't sell you the shadow. So you should not be in a way annoyed or bothered because this is the deal. He kept on doing this and this and this, and then the buyer was annoyed with this to the point that he took it to the judge in order for the judge to say the final word. At this point, the pastor stopped the story and said, and glory be to God forever and ever. So the people, after the pastor finished the story, they went after him and asked him, what happened afterwards? What did the judge say? The pastor came back to the church. I have been preaching to you about life and death and salvation and Christ and the sacrifice and the mystery of incarnation, and no one cared to ask me any question. But when I asked, I told you about a story that has no significance, just for entertainment. Everybody was attentive. Everybody wants to know what happened to the man who sold the donkey and the man who bought it. Sometimes, actually, we get tempted into this kind of interest. I'm interested into things. Maybe they are entertaining, but they are not edifying. In order for us to be rooted in the church, we have to have this deep understanding. We care to know every day in order for us to always be able to grow. The second sign of being rooted in the church is I have a sense of belonging. We always define the church as a mother, because we were begot into the womb of this mother when we were baptized. We were raised and nourished by her teaching and by the sacraments of the Eucharist in it. Maybe there are other good mothers around. Every mother is a good mother to her children. But this sense of belonging to my mom, this is my mother, make me to look at the church in a different way. I can see the flaws of my mother. I know what is his shortage and limitation, but still I love and honor her. There is no mom that we can say that she is, everything is perfect about her. Even though our church, thank God for her, she has kept the faith unblemished, but definitely flaws and limitations are part of us being human beings. If I deal with my mom and I know that these are her limitations, I will still love her. I will still be able to serve her, looking at the good things in her and honor her as a mom who labored to raise her children. In the Bible, there is a nice story about a man called Elkanah. This is in the book of 1 Samuel. Elkanah, he has two wives, Hannah and Peninnah. At that time, Eli was the high priest. He did not raise his children well, and his children were corrupt priests. Those priests, actually, they asked people to give them the sacrifice before it's offered to God. They took bribes, and they committed even fornication at the door of the tabernacle. Nothing, I think, would be more offensive than having a situation like this. But look at Elkanah and how he was rooted in the love of the temple. When we hear that this man went up from his city yearly to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. He went yearly regardless. His love to the house of God is not depending on who is serving there. This man belonged, and that's why nothing hindered him from being connected to his mother, the temple of God. Sometimes, actually, negativity and rushing to pass judgment, being extremely cynical and focusing on flaws, they are maybe telling me that there is a problem with the roots. There is also an interesting story. This is a Chinese parable about a veteran, a warrior. And this man loved his wife so much. He praised her and he loved whatever she's doing, even though knowing that she is not a perfect woman and no one is perfect, as we all know. So while he was in one of these battles, going away from his home for a month, his wife wrote him a letter that she caught smallpox. This is one of the illnesses that disfigure the person. Thank God it does not exist anymore. So the husband, he felt sad about what happened to his wife, but what saddened him the most is that his wife said to him, "You will not like me when you come. I am not the same person. When you look to my face, you will not like what you see." This husband, because he was a faithful husband and a loving one, he thought, "What can I do in order for my wife not to feel that bad?" So he came back from the war and his eyes were covered. He folded them and he told her, "Sadly, I was in a battle and I lost my eyes. And that's why I cannot see, and I hope that you will be able to serve me while I have this kind of infirmity." His wife, of course, was sad for him and kept serving him for years, a man covering his eyes. All of these years, at the end when his wife died, this man was not able to see. He covered his eyes all the time. In his heart, he was doing what he felt will make his wife comfortable. "I do not want to see what she thinks is ugly in me. I will always make her to think that I see what is good. I remember her face before the illness." This man belonged to his wife in a way. He was able to turn an eye away even with the expense of losing his own sight. Maybe this parable, maybe it's a tale from China, but says something about if we love, if we belong, definitely we will turn an eye on what is negative. Yes, we can see it, we act on it, we try to serve and change and improve status, but meanwhile we never lose love to our beloved mother. The third sign of being rooted in the church, that I am nourished by the church. And nourished means that I know where I can get food from the church. We are not speaking, of course, about the physical food. We are speaking about the spiritual one. I know that when I participate in the service, I will be nourished. When I come to the liturgy, I will be nourished. When I attend the praises, Kiyahk and Bascha, all of this will nourish me. If I am rooted, I know where the food is. I know how to taste and how to eat and how to digest and how to make use of this spiritual food and translate it also into kind of fruits. The active learning, participation in the church practices and teachings are all spiritual foods that if I am rooted, I will always strive to take and take more. As the church is a place where I extend my roots and I get nourished, sometimes we get confused between the church being a place where I am nourished and the church as a place for entertainment. Sometimes we say that this service is boring, is too long, I did not benefit any. But believe me, my brethren, there is something we can learn and benefit from regardless. About being bored, yes, everything that's spiritual maybe is not as entertaining as whatever happening in the world around us. But who said that we are here for entertainment? Mainly we are here for spiritual food and nourishment. Not only that we know how to receive food, but also how we dig to find this food. Yes, we depend on some people to teach us for a certain time, but later on, when we grow and we have good roots, then I will be able to find the food myself. I will know where and how to get this food for myself. There is a story about certain sailors who stayed near the shore, and they loved birds. So the birds, when they came, the sailors made sure that they nourished them, to give them the leftover and feed them every time. A week after a week, a month after a month, the birds loved the place simply because when they come, they have the meals and they have the service. But later on, the sailors decided they were going to change the location, we are going to move the business. So they moved away. The birds came and they did not find the sailors. One day and second day, they started to starve and die. Why did it happen? Because they never learned how to feed themselves. They were always dependent on someone else is going to feed them. When this person is no more, then this was the end of them. Yes, we grow in the church, we are nourished by other people who teach us, but a certain moment, certain time, we have to move into, I can learn by myself. I know where I can participate and I take my own nourishment. Nourishment and feeding is a continuous process. It shouldn't stop at any time. We never say that I ate enough last week, then accordingly I'm not going to eat this week, I don't need it. So we have to be very careful that if we move away from the church, If for whatever my business gets me away or my school gets me away, I should not be depending on, I was fed and nourished by my church, I remember good days where I learned it and I know a lot. As I said, nourishment is not a process that comes to an end at any phase or any time. Wherever you are, find the church. I love when the people come to the city, the first thing they look for is where the church is. This is where I'm going to live, and everything else is going to be arranged around the priority of the church. If I am rooted, then I am nourished, and I know how to get the spiritual food from my mother, the church. The fourth sign of being rooted, that I can grow, and this growth is noticeable in my faith, in my practices. My fastings are better than a few years ago. My prayers are more sincere, more diligent, more consistent. My repentance is also something that I practice better than a few years ago. If I can see the difference between today and 5 years ago, then I am growing, then I have roots. But if these roots are disconnected from the ground, this growth is something that cannot be attained. I will grow in love and appreciation for my mother, the church. This is a pattern that we all know about children, that at the beginning of their lives, they love their parents. Later on, they have something to grumble against them and find what is wrong about them. But later on, when they grow and become parents themselves, they go back and look at their parents and appreciate them. They understand the sacrifice and the sincerity of the service that was given and granted. So whenever we are growing, we will come to the point that I love my church more, I appreciate it more. I understand what's going on in it, but meanwhile, I will always grow in her love. Growing also will be shown in that my worship will change from the worship of the letter into the worship of the spirit. At the beginning of my fasting, I used to fast by changing food. Today, or maybe like last year, I started to think about maybe I'm going to change my behavior. Something to be added, something to be deleted. This is a sign of growth. And it says that really I have roots in the ground. And that's why today I practice things differently. Also, I grow in knowing more and more why I am here. Why I am at the church. Why do I come? This is also something that shows about maturity. If we come and go without knowing, most likely we will be lost inside the church. There is a story about a monk who decided to live on a mountain by himself. The man was happy and he said, this is the time where I'm going to worship God with no interruption, no one is going to bother me. So after a few days, he noticed that the blanket that he covers himself with it has holes. So he thought, maybe this is something, maybe a rodent, a rat. So he went down to the monks asking, what should I do to the rat? Then the monks told him, maybe you can have a cat with you. The cat will take care of the rat. So the monk got a cat, went up, and the cat get rid of the rat, but the cat needs to be fed. So what am I going to do to the cat to feed her? He went back to the monastery, asked, what can I do to the cat? Now the cat needs to be fed. They told him, maybe you need to have a sheep, so the sheep can have from it some kind of milk, and the milk will feed the cat. The man went down, he got the sheep, and went up, and then of course now have another problem. The sheep need to be fed. The sheep is not going to live on milk. Then another question told him, maybe you need to plant something around you. You grow some kinds of plants that you can feed the sheep with. The monk did as per the advice. He went up, started to plant certain plants and green plants to feed the sheep. And then these plants needed some kind of care. He went back and forth buying things. And then these fruits start to increase and increase. And the man was so happy that his whatever he's doing is growing more and more, to the point that he started to sell. And this grew and became business. And day after day, he was so overwhelmed with this kind of business that he's doing. So we had now people to come to him and buy from whatever he was growing and from the sheep that he has, many of them. Until one day, a person came to him to see and maybe buy from whatever he's selling. He asked the monk, okay, what do you have here for me? He told him, we have sheep, we have plants, we are growing all kinds of fruits, so you can look around and see what do you want to buy. So the man told him, yes, you have many good things here, but this is not what I brought you here for. You came here to serve and worship me, not to grow plants and take care of sheep. And the man disappeared. This man was the Lord Christ himself, reminding this monk that you are here to worship me. You came here to serve as a monk, not to become a business person. This is also something that we need to remind ourselves with. I am here in the church to be nourished and to grow, not to care about anything else. Sometimes we grow into this interest in this social things. Who is the friend of whom? Who are my friends? Maybe this will become some kind of a business or something of another interest. And my relationship with the church will be the relationship that's away from coming to worship God and grow in His knowledge and love. The fifth sign is to be fruitful. We need always to remember that we should move from time when we are receiving and time we are giving. Yes, at a certain time I came to the church to be taught. Later on, I owe the children of the church something. I am here to pay back, to support others with what I learned. Being fruitful is a sign of being rooted. Those who are rooted in the church, they never stop from giving. They feel indebted. I need to pay back for the church that taught and raised me. We always say that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. Those people, they nourish their church with their own blood. Nothing is more precious. Nothing works abundantly more than this kind of giving, being fruitful that I give my blood. Feeling the responsibility, acting positively to help, is a sign of being fruitful. There's also another story about a king. This king thought that I want to appoint a person to help me become the second man in the kingdom. So the king thought of an idea, how can I pick this person? He thought of putting a big rock in the middle of a main road. So everybody walking will be in a way, this rock will be in front of him or her. The first person who passed, he looked at it indifferently and said, okay, what is this? He went around the rock and walked away. The second person came, a group of friends, looked at it and kept mocking the kingdom. Look at the kingdom where the rocks are in the middle of the road. What kind of king we have here? And then after they laughed and mocked things, they just went around the rock and went away. The third person was a merchandise who came and saw the rock, and he felt so angry and kept on cussing on the king and everybody and saying, I'm going to use my authority to report this. This is a negligence, and the person who did this need to be disciplined. But the fourth person who came was a farmer who loved his kingdom, and he felt always indebted to serve. So instead of doing any of what the previous three people did, he took his axe, started working to break the rock, get it away from the road, and make it again usable. Under the rock, he found a letter from the king, inviting him to the palace, giving him the position to be the second man. What was the reason? Because this man felt responsible. Even though he has no rank, he was not called to do any kind of this work, but he felt that I need to do it because there's something that here calls for my help. Being fruitful is a sign of being rooted. The last sign, being fruitful in the church, being rooted in the church, is to be stable. A deeply rooted tree will always be in place. No matter what, no matter how strong is the wind, well, I'll always be stable there. St. Paul warns the Ephesians about being taken away by winds of false teachings when he said to them that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Stable means that my belief is not something that I can compromise or I can sacrifice. No matter how strong is the wind of the teachings around me. We all know that our children's faith is challenged at all times in their schools, wherever they are, in their colleges. Everyone will tell them, what do you believe is wrong? You should be embracing this kind of new belief, or being contemporary or updated. As much as I am rooted, as much as my faith is not going to be shaken, I know what I believe, and this is not something to change. We know the story about Saint Polycarp, the disciple of Saint John the Beloved. This man was the bishop of the city of Smyrna. So this man, the governor of the city, sought to kill him by burning him alive. The soldiers, when they came to Saint Polycarp, they found him waiting for them, and he prepared a meal. So he asked the soldiers to eat first before they take him to be slain. When the people of his diocese heard that their shepherd is going to be killed, they went after him trying to save him. He stood and he told them, there is no way you can do this. I will go and offer my blood. When he faced the king or the emperor, he told him, deny Christ and I will pity your old age. I will let you go. Just say, I don't believe in Christ. And this is what you need to say. Saint Polycarp told him, 86 years I have served him, and he has done me no wrong. How can I blaspheme my king and my savior? Because of this 86 years, this man got his roots very deep. There is no way I can change, or I can compromise, or I can deny my savior and my king. 86 years, his roots are going deeper and deeper and deeper. He knows what he believes in, and that's what kept him and kept this good example for us till now. Today, we heard the parable of the sower, and as we said, there are many lessons to learn, but today we want to ask ourselves, am I rooted in my church or not? Being rooted means I'm deep, belonging, nourished, growing, fruitful, and stable. Glory be to God forever and ever.